This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. A second victim of the flooding in Poudre Canyon was recovered yesterday. CPR's Paolo Chalceda has more.
The Larimer County Sheriff's Office confirmed Sunday that search crews had found the body of a man who went missing during last week's flash flood. The death toll is now at 2. 6 houses were destroyed by the overflowing Poudre River, which has filled with debris from the Cameron Peak fire burn scar. The Larimer County Sheriff says they will stop fielding search crews after nearly a full week of using heavy machinery and trained dogs to hunt for signs of the 2 people still missing. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
The state's independent redistricting commissions are preparing to be ready in case they have to submit maps for approval earlier than expected. CPR's Andy Kenny reports.
The state constitution says that the redistricting commissions have to submit new congressional and legislative maps to the Colorado Supreme Court by September 1st. The problem is that the U.S. Census still hasn't delivered detailed population data needed to draw the final lines. Commission members are hoping that the court will extend that September deadline, but in case that doesn't happen, they've moved to accelerate the process. The commissions are scheduling several additional public hearings over the next few weeks, allowing them to fulfill public engagement requirements and potentially submit something by the start of September. If the process is delayed too much, it could disrupt next year's election calendar. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Xcel Energy shut down its Pawnee Power Plant in Brush, Colorado, due to a coal fire last week. The utility says it should not cause any power outages for its customers. A spokesperson says the fire started in a coal storage facility, but it intensified Friday morning. All but a number of essential staff members were evacuated. It's unclear how long the facility will remain out of service. This is CPR News and KRCC.